Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy New Year and happy continuation of the year you have already started. This is Helena Steiner-Hornstein. And already now I say my websites are www.findingyourinnerlight.com and www.bodysoulconnection.com. Because, you know, sometimes people don't listen to the very end, and then they kind of write me back and say, oh, you never gave your websites. So here we go, findingyourinnerlight.com. This is mainly what I'm about, if you didn't know that from before. New Year. How many of you have started off doing something in a different way? Just to be different. Just to start off something new. And in a way, you actually are agreeing with the universe to do it that way. Because each year, we start a new life cycle year. This is part of your composition, so to speak. This is very much part of you, of who you are and what you are about. And once you know about those life cycles a little bit more and understand that each year should be a little bit different from the other one, and that there are so-called life cycles. I'm sure you have noticed all along that there are waves coming and going somehow in your life. Maybe you're sensing the life cycles, but then of course there are waves again. I noticed there are waves of difference. They're coming through once every 10 years, and sometimes I notice now it's once every 20 years that those waves are coming by and upsetting everything, or just turning everything upside down. And you have to start all over again. And you have to keep going and going and going, like a battery of the eternity, which in a way we are, aren't we? We are batteries. Yes, we keep going and going. So what I wanted to talk about today was the life cycles, and they do make a difference in your life. They change each year for you somehow. I'm not talking about life destiny, and when I say life cycle numbers, I'm not talking about your destiny numbers. The life cycle numbers you get through adding your birth date, and not the year, but the year of today. Now you get to find out where you are in your life, in this pattern of life cycles. There are 9 life cycles. When you were born into one of those numbers. That I suppose that's your destiny number. But then it starts all over again. Each year, number 1, and next year, number 2, and next year, number 3, and so on. And they give a certain characteristic to your life, and for sure they make a difference in your life. I have experienced various variations of life cycles in my life long before I knew about life cycles, but for sure I noticed, oh, that year was that in that way, and that year I was really into leadership, but my God, that year I was just sitting there like meditating through a whole year and nothing got done. So we sense those already. So let's see here. Now it's January, and that's usually when the life cycles start. I've heard a different opinion by the experts I've been talking to, and I like to talk to experts more than those who are just doing this for fun. I'm doing it actually with the life cycles. I'm not a professional in numerology, but I work intuitively with both the life cycles and the numbers, and it seems to be working pretty well. So the first year is, and maybe some of you listening to this right now, were born in so-called the first life cycle. Plus, you are in your life cycle now of number one, and that is actually what we're talking about. So that represents for you, if you are in the number one life cycle, that may be the year when you feel that urge in you. I want to get going. I want to be in charge of my life. I want to be independent. I want to be me. I want to be self. And when that is so, and you are actually in the number one life cycle, the universe will help you to move on. Yes, you get a push in the right direction by the universe, from the universe, when you have that feeling in you already. Now it's time for this. Now I'm going to be in charge of my life. You start to feel those changes also in you. You feel more aware of who you are. And somehow, because of this, you also start to build up some kind of belief in yourself. Now, what I'm saying now, these are very, very good things that you should actually remember anyway. You don't have to know what year you are in. These things I'm saying are working anyway. So begin now to face your future. This is an excellent year for it and also an excellent month for it. January. Yes, you have this whole year ahead of you. Face your future. Because only when you face something, you face yourself, you face your future, only then can you do something about it. If you don't face your situation, how can you change it? There's a very big that yes, how can you face it without understanding that maybe this is time now to change it. You have to, they go together. You want to change something, you have to face it. And only you can do that properly. So what do we go back to? This is the year of yourself. Now we come to the next year, the number two year. Number two is already something that is different. For me, number two is a togetherness, a union of something more. It's, for me, an angel number also. I see often that number two, or even 2-2, or even 2-2-2. Number 2-2-2, the 3x2, I see an awful lot. I feel a connection. I feel united with something. And when you feel connected with something, you want to nurture that because you really are in some kind of union. And this is a relationship with that beyond. Isn't that nice? I have been traveling to places, and there are times, you know, I was on a lecture tour maybe, and I was by myself, and I was tired, and I felt, oh God, I'm tired. How is my bed going to be? Of course, it's going to be good because that's all I expect. But you have those concerns in your head, and you pull up your door key, and it says 222, and already you feel, I am in good company here. This it's good. Everything is going to be good because I'm not alone. I'm in a union with something more. I already have some kind of relationship with this power. Something that goes along with the number two also, that for things to happen, yes, for things to happen, it has to be the right timing. And of course, when you have the right timing, you have to wait for that timing. So it's not always that the right timing is right here and now. Some of us believe that at times, but that's not always so. In the number two year, I've heard there are many who have kind of dreams, a little bit different kind of dreams. And they, because they ask me what they are about, and then I see, they are in the number two year. So that's why they are a little bit beyond yourself, you know, in those dreams. And I just say, well, in the number two year, these things you saw in these dreams, it means we have to get into them more clearly in your daily life. Because the number two is the year when you are supposed to see things more clearly. You started with the leadership and, oh yes, I am a leader. It's me that counts. Well, it's not being selfish the way I mean it. But now, when you have that, have been taught that in your number one year, maybe you should start to see things more clearly. Yes, around you. And also to stretch out to others. Make this year a year of togetherness. Make more friends. Stretch out. And have empathy for these other people you are meeting. It's very, very important when you make new friends to understand them, to listen to them, to ask them questions. Not to ask questions so you are kind of nosy. You know, I may be that at times because I meet people. I'm so interested in those people. I want to know all about them. And sometimes I have to apologize and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be nosy. I'm just so interested in you. You seem to be such an exciting person. Who are you? What do you do? Where do you live? You know, that kind of thing. Just show a natural kind of feeling for those around you. And then it will always work out. Number three, next year. And number three, well, you can, if you look at the triangle, you see you have those three sides with a base and two sides. And let's make them equal sides. And spiritually, those, a triangle, well, the three, it means a union with the divine. It's you and the divine together in a union. And what that represents in that triangle of the three, in the three, you have an unknown potential in you. And that is something you should start to pull out of you. You don't have to be the number three year to start to pull that out, because that potential is with you at all times. But it's more pronounced in the three year, and it's more reachable in the third year, and the universe will help you in your third year to pull it out of you and to go out with it in a different way. So in the number three year, this is the year when you have to be the natural you also. Don't fake it. No, be the natural you. And that's the time when things will work for you. You are who you are. You see that with actors and with singers and musicians. When they are natural, they're good. They're more authentic. And they turn into being something else. they show a personality and they can be more safe and secure in that position also. Life need not be a struggle on the whole. Only if you allow it to be that way. Whatever dark shadow or darkness out there you allow to step into your life, well, of course it would step in and take power. So no, get rid of that. Number four, wow, is that a year? I can tell you, I knew about that year long before I knew there was a number to it. And I have to share this story with you. And this was, I sat in my third year. At the time, but things have gone pretty well. Because again, I'm natural. I love my stuff. I love what I do. So it's a natural thing for me. So now at the end of the year, and I was talking to someone, and a man, and I tell him, I said, I just looked at my calendar for next year. Do you know, I'm solid booked. Well, the way you can be solid booked throughout the year. Yeah, I'm done, you know. Isn't that amazing? I have it all there for me. And it sounded so great. I don't know how happy he was about it because he was not in that position, but I couldn't help just blurring it out and I said it. But then came New Year with all the, you know, number three celebration. And then came number four, January 1st, January 2nd, January the 3rd. On January the 4th, of all numbers, all dates, I get an email from one of my organizers saying, oh, due to circumstances in the world, we have to cancel, you know, those bookings that we have with you, like we have with everyone else. We are not doing any bookings this year for anyone. Wow, I couldn't believe that. What happened? This was horrible. But then I look, oh yeah, I have another 2/3 left. The next day, or the day after the next day, I got another message. I'm sorry, we have to pull out. I'm so sorry. We will reimburse what you have put out, but, you know, that's it. We cannot pay you. We cannot do this. It's all gone. The third time, then I had a few left. I thought, oh, I will cherish those. And it was such an amazing feeling. It was like someone had written the paper, oh, no, don't have her, you know, you cannot have her anywhere. But, of course, which I found out later, this was for everyone. And then the third bunch I had left, they left also. I didn't have anything left for that year. I had to start off with an absolutely free and clear slate. I was getting so nervous because I usually have everything kind of done for me a little bit in advance. And here I enter this new year with nothing, absolutely nothing, just me. I think I was in a state of shock for a few days. Got myself together again and got myself. I was just setting goals. I was just making a few changes. I started to feel better about things. I started to have new visions, new goals. And then that year turned into a wonderful year. But what was happening to me, what is happening for the fourth year, that we come to times in our life when we have to reorganize, we have to get properly organized, we have to get maybe new visions, we have to work hard and make plans and follow those plans and those goals and those visions and remember to be grounded in all this, to find out who I am. that was the year when I started to do meditation CDs, things like this. And started out how to write a book, you know, how to do this. It really established me again. I started to build a new foundation. Before it was easy, my God, it was easy, flying around, having someone doing all the work for me. All I had to do, just stand there and channel. Beautiful. It was a great plan. Somehow that didn't work out in the long run. So the fourth can be a fantastic year. You just have to build up new grounds and look forward and build up a vision for yourself and follow that. So now you have had your fourth, and now you have reached the number five step, the number five life cycle. I'm looking at, you know, this, the life cycle is like a triangle. Well, of course, you have the base and then you have the sides. And on the left side, you start to walk up number one, number two, number three, number four. And that is the struggle. Can I reach the top? Can I reach the top? Yes, now you have reached the top. That is number five. That is also the godly number. Here you are the closest to spirit, just closest to God. And now start to enjoy being free to be. Make new decisions about changes that you feel you have to do to perfect certain things. And see that here you are on top. Sky is the limit. You are free. So all that you need here is action. You cannot just sit there and shine. It does not work. You will blow away. But what happens up here on the top in your number five year, the universe listens to you more, because your wishes are from the heart. So now there be and there do. And this is also time to start to watch your body, to see that your body is in good shape. You know, is how good the shape is your body in. So look at this as the year of accomplishments. So don't be afraid of aiming high. And don't have this, oh, shall I, and so on. No, you just know that you can move forward. And because it is meant to be a year of harmony. Yes, a year of harmony. There is a harmony in the universe, and you can be part of that at all times. You don't have to be in a special year at all. You are in moments of harmony. So now, of course, now we get into the next year, the number six year. And to my clients, because I do work with the life cycles intuitively, many times, not always, and I don't always say that I work according to the life cycles intuitively when I read you, so to speak. But very often I tell them, you know, you are in your sixth year now. That is what I mention the most to people. There are certain things you should have done in your previous year. It doesn't mean it's forgotten this year. This year you have to complete what you were supposed to do last year. And that is only to restore the balance. Yes, you have to restore certain balance within you and around you, because now this year has a certain magnetic attraction to it, which means you can be powerful. Yes, because when you have the magnetic power somehow, you learn more about the real truth. Plus, you also find some healing ability in your life with you, that you have that. So what that means, you should get rid of old judgments of all those past cycles, life cycles around you. Start to be sure that you can solve the life you have now. That's pretty good, by the way. Because the number 7 year, if you feel that you have a year, or you last year was the year you just sat there, all you wanted to do was to meditate and think, and you didn't feel you got any further, and the plans you had planned on somehow didn't happen. It didn't mean they didn't work out. Nothing just happened. That is the character of the number 7 year. Number 7 year, somehow, is the year of finding wisdom, of reflection, of all and everything about your life. What went well, what didn't go so well. And you just try to find some kind of truth about everything. So finally, the 7th year is over. And you can start to get on the move again. Yes, you can start new projects. You can wake up. And you can start to develop personal power. Because maybe you receive more of that personal power during your 7th year. During your time of reflection and meditation and straightening old things out. So you actually can get a lot done in your 8th year. It's a good year, infinite in possibilities in many ways. Because an 8, when you put it down, you let it lie down on the horizon. It's the symbol for the infinite, for going on and on and on. So start to do things your way. And open up, and things will start to come to you. You still have that magnet in you from before, you know. Yes, it's there. Pull it in, pull it in. Because next year, number 9, is the year when you finalize a lot of things about your life. Yes, this is time to maybe end. Relationships, I'm not saying with people, but with things you have been doing, maybe bad habits that you had, end them. Because whatever you end and finalize in your 9th year, the universe will help you. This is a good thing about those life cycle years. The universe will help you for each thing you want to do. So basically, all cycles have good openings for you, so you can do good things at all times. I never want to limit myself to just one little room. No, I am open to more, always. I'm very generous in receiving. And I'm very generous in giving in the power that we all have, the light, the power of the universe, which is meant to be shared. So the 9th year is an end of an year. But it's also the beginning of the next year. Because what you are today is the result of what you have been before, what you have taken in before, what you have learned before, is the result of every business you have been running. So you have it in you now. So one thing you have to stay away from, and you know that, it is the fear. Allow yourself to move into the next phase, into the number 1 year. Not to stay too long anyway. Just move forward, move on. But again, finish own business. Throw out old stuff that you don't need. In Sweden, everyone talks about that, not in Sweden much, but outside of Sweden. People in America, for instance, talk about how the Swedes, they're death clean. It's like they were going to die and they don't need anything anymore. It's time to clean up. It's very funny, on the first day, no, I think on New Year's Eve, early on in the day, I started to clean out my closet of old clothes I didn't feel I would like to wear anymore. I put them in a few bags and drove down and gave them to Salvation Army. And they welcomed my stuff. Yeah, I have good stuff. But it felt so good to just get rid of a few things that I didn't feel I wanted to wear or own even anymore. So here you are. These are the cycles I'm talking about, life cycles, that it does make a difference in your life, how you treat those. And we are not meant to struggle too much. Where does it say that life was a struggle? Well, only moments of it, but not life on the whole. Well, life, we have to do things. It's not for free. There is a price on it. So you go through those life cycles, but you want to be successful, so keep on improving, improving. In this, of course, you can do this on your own. You might need a coach for it to help you on the way, and accept that too. Never been too stubborn about looking at, you know, a helping hand on the way for you to move forward. It's very easy to be proud. It's, oh, I don't need that. I'm one of those myself. But no, I'm also the one to say, oh yeah, I need help, please. This is heavy for me. I need someone to help me carry this burden. Yes, do not be too stupidly proud about things. So this was for today. I am going towards the end of Blog Talk Radio, not I, but evidently all of us, like in my fourth year. Again, this is my fourth year I'm starting. So I have signed up for something called Spreaker, which is somehow with Blog Talk Radio. But I haven't started. I don't really know how to do that yet. I haven't looked at anything yet. But look at my website. It's not the same format. Like, I can download at a certain time and it can come up like this. It works in a different way. And I think we have to learn about this. I might also go into YouTube and do that for the change. We always have to improve and change somehow. I would still do my consultations, my private sessions with you. I might give small workshops if you're asking for it here and there. Maybe I will do one big lecture still this year. I don't know. I haven't booked myself in for it, but I am going to be reachable as long as I'm, God willing, on this side of life. If I'm on the other side of life, well, I will still be reachable in a different way. So anyway, I don't know why I speak like this. I just kind of look at it as it's kind of sad I'm leaving Blog Talk Radio. But again, I think we go through a couple of more weeks, and I will be back more often on a more regular basis because of that, because that kind of sharpened my spirit a little bit that, oh God, this is not going to last forever. I have to change. I have to move on. I have to do other things. So that's what we say in my websites again, findingyourinnerlight.com and bodysoulconnection.com. Write to me via a proper email. I am on Gmail and Yahoo, and I have a private email address also. You know, it's so complicated to get to it, so I prefer to go to the easier ones with the Gmail and Yahoo. It's just that sometimes I get so many emails that you have to maybe write several times. And also, both Gmail and Yahoo, they kind of throw away emails without putting them in spam. And many of you know that. because you're often enough out online. But keep on trying. You can reach me. Don't call me unless you have a session planned, because, you know, I'm busy. And you basically, if you call me without an appointment, you will disturb me. Yes. So, again, life was never meant to be a struggle. Life was meant to be enjoyed one way or the other. Try to do it in your mind, if not in any other way. We are going to do a quickie meditation. And start with relaxing. Just relaxing and relaxing. And you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And take a deep breath. You relax your body instantly through your mind. There you go. And take another deep breath. And immediately you are surrounded by lots and lots and lots of stars, beautiful, shiny, light stars in a sky that is very, very dark blue, almost black. But with the light from the stars, you can see some of the blue among the stars. You are relaxed. You feel the energy of the stars almost over your body, over your skin. You inhale the stars into you. You almost feel the stars within you. And yes, this is the truth. This is your truth. You are part of this incredible universe. All the stars up in the sky are in fact part of who you are, because I am the light. Yes, this is who you are. Jesus said that as the truth all along. I am the light. This is my way. This is my truth. And he told others also, you are light. You are light. Listen to this now. You are a shiny light in this universe. Now you accept. And you relax. This light shines. The light shines day and night within you. Your light is healthy. Your light is full of possibilities. And you accept that right now. Now you look up in the sky above you again. You still feel the stars within you, and you look at the stars above you, and there's one star you somehow like to connect with a little bit more. Now you do. As soon as you do, that star up in the sky is sending down a ray of light upon you. And you receive that ray of light. You accept it. You love that ray of light. You feel it. And yes, you know it. You are part of the light. It makes you so healthy, so strong, so loving. And immediately you want to share that light with the world. Yes, you want to share that light with the world, with those you love. And in doing so, you immediately feel stronger and stronger, and the more you give, the stronger you feel. And now the more light you're going to receive from that star. That star is absolutely unending in giving you, in sharing its light with you. Yes, you breathe in and you breathe out. You are calm. You feel so relaxed at this very, very moment. And now, again, you send your light out in the world, and you send light out in the world to where now light is needed. You send it from your heart. And the more you send from your heart, the more light you will receive from the universe. Place in the world to shine more and more and more. Yes, I am. I feel it. I know it. Now you begin to smile. You feel you are connected to something so much bigger than this small earth. You feel you are connecting to this big, big universe of shining light. Yes, you are connected to all the little lights and to this big, big light of the universe. It makes you feel so relaxed, so calm. You have now activated that driving force within you of moving forward, of sending light, of sharing light. This is your new year in the light, and you will never hesitate to be in the light day after day and to share this light with the rest of the world. You give thanks now. Yes, you give thanks. And on that note of gratitude, you will begin to come back to the here and now. So when I come to seven, you will open your eyes again. Number one, number two, number three. Yes, all good things are three. You see three hearts in front of you. It makes you smile, and you continue up to number four, five, six. How you trust the light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now you open your eyes again and take a deep breath. This is Helena Steinhornstein. Keep in touch with you and be well, and see you next time, one way or the other. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.